Money FM 89.3, best of breakfast. Mind your business, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Breakfast Show. Now, opening a hawker stall in Singapore typically involves months of planning and setup, with the path to profitability often taking several months or even years.
And expanding to a second outlet can be a lengthy process as well. But our guest today not only launched a single stall, but impressively expanded to 9 outlets within just 1.5 years. And if this is not impressive enough, he is 27 years old.
Oh boy, I feel so old. He also has a nickname of the Korean Eric Cho, having a resemblance to the Taiwanese singer-songwriter, not only in facial appearance, but in name as well. His name is Jack Chu, founder and director of Jin Kimchi. Jack, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Now, first and foremost, I understand you started off selling your mother's kimchi from your house in 2020. What inspired you to start Jin Kimchi evolving to a food chain eventually?
So we started back in 2020 because we had a few marketing staff before in my first company. And my mom's kimchi was very fresh and sweet and savory, which I felt like Singapore's market didn't have at that point in time. So we wanted to deliver this Korean authentic mom's experience to the Singaporeans. And that's how Jin Kimchi started back in 2020.
And I believe before that, you were also an entrepreneur.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So right after Army, I started a digital marketing agency to support my family business first in the marketing aspect. And then I pivoted to FMB afterwards.
And you moved all of your previous employees to Jin Kimchi.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, how wonderful.
All right. And your success has been remarkable. You've expanded to 9 outlets in just 1.5 years. So what are some of your best sellers that you think have really stood out among your customers? And what do you think sets you apart from other Korean food stalls?
First of all, I think the best-selling products are kimchi stew and pork belly sets. So Ooh. These are very high portions, like very big portions. So a lot of customers would order additional rice to have as a meal for 2 people. At like $6, right? That's a very good deal.
Wow.
And what makes us differentiated is that we are probably one of a few authentic Korean hawker stalls running in Singapore. And we are the cheapest among these Korean-owned hawker stalls and still one of the cheapest among Chinese Singaporean-owned Korean food stalls as well.
Right. As Audrey mentioned, 9 F&B hawker outlets in the last 18 months or so. And it was also during a time of rising costs, supply chain disruptions. Inflation has also hit all of us quite heavily. That's definitely quite an impressive feat. But you're still able to offer affordable dishes at just $3. Correct me if I'm wrong. How do you expand that fast with low price points on your menu?
So we have a central kitchen in the back end to support because we had a kimchi delivery service to begin with. So we already had an infrastructure in place to produce our raw materials a little bit more cost effectively than the rest. And also we were able to go into hawker centers and coffee shops at a very good prices. And we passed that on to our customers, the savings. So we are not profit driven, but we are mission driven, where we want to give our customers the best value for money. And we believe that with that mission, you will grow successfully.
Yeah. So your plans for expansion doesn't stop there. You also mentioned plans to grow your business even further by the end of this year. So how many outlets are you looking at?
We're probably looking at around 15, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. We don't have a concrete plan, but as a good operations and opportunities come around, we will just take it because we're very opportunistic about our business model.
Yeah, so we're looking at another maybe 3 to 4 new outlets by the end of the year. So how do you intend to uphold the quality and consistency throughout all of your stalls as you expand to more locations? That can't be easy.
Yes, it's been a challenge. But a lot of our quality control is done in our central kitchen. So a lot of our prep work is done. Mm. And we also have a rotating staff, around 3 employees that go around different outlets on a day-to-day basis to check on hygiene control and quality control as well.
All right, just curious, you have several outlets throughout the island, but you mentioned earlier that you haven't penetrated the north of Singapore just yet. Why is that?
So we work very closely with Kopitiam, NTUC, and they have a lot of Muslim-based food courts and kopitiams there. So we are looking into possibly entering into the halal market in the future with Korean food. And that's why.
And I'm just curious about whether you've actually invested your own money into this venture.
Yes, so we are not venture-backed. We don't have any investors. Oh. I'm the only founder and the only investor.
Wow.
Okay, yes. So you are pretty mission-driven then. Would you say that in terms of the overheads at the beginning of the venture when you kickstarted in 2020, how did that impact your growth as a business? What were some of the challenges there?
So we were very lucky to start off as a home-based business where you didn't have any overheads, right? So you don't have to pay any employees full-time. So we were very lean, very profitable. And then when we invested into a central kitchen to make it more hygienic, a better quality control, that's where the costs kept going up. And with e-commerce going down the past 4 years, we had to pivot to food service retail, and that's the reason why we are currently at 9 outlets.
All right. Well, I want to dive into your roots. So I know that you moved to Singapore from Korea at a pretty young age, but your roots stem mainly from South Korea. So how have you integrated elements of both cultures into your business model?
So in Korea, we believe in fast food service. And in Korea, we believe in authentic food as well. So we always use Korean food sources. We import ourselves and we get from distributors as well. Mm. So we make sure that every product that we sell is Korean produced. And that's how we've made sure that the quality always is at the top.
Yeah. So building personal connections with customers is really important when it comes to running a successful business. So how do you make sure that everyone has a great dining experience when they dine at your outlets? Like anything in particular that you find important in building a good relationship with them?
Of course. So I think customers are the number one, the most important thing in the business. So what I would do is sometimes I would do deliveries to go to the customers' homes to say hi, who they are, ask them about how's the kimchi, can I get a better experience for you? And then just yesterday, I went to do cashier work at one of the outlets. Mm. Mm. And then I would look at, are our customers finishing my food? Why are they not finishing the food? Or are they getting it fast enough? So we will always look at operations. Even as a CEO, I have to go down to check. And sometimes I will cook as well to make sure that everything is in line with what my mission is.
Yes, you really like to spend time in the trenches. I'm sure something that also helps to keep the kimchi fresh is that you deliver your orders in cold trucks.
That's right, that's right.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So kimchi ferments with higher temperatures, generally speaking. So it's very sensitive to high temperatures. So when we first started, we started with just vans, and a lot of our customers that received the orders maybe past 4 p.m. would tell me that, oh, the kimchi is a little sour. Is it correct? And we're like, oh, no, we're not supposed to give you sour kimchi. I'm so sorry about that. Mm. And then ever since then, we just invested into getting 2 cold trucks. We'll get more in the future as well to ensure the delivery is always tip-notch.
You also have something called Jin's Green Initiative, and you have a points system. What's that all about?
That's right. So we currently pack all our kimchi in a glass jar, and a lot of our customers would take pictures of 16 to 20 glass bottles at home.
Oh, wow.
Can I do something with it? Can you recycle it for us?
Hmm.
So we made this little program where we will take it back, we will wash it, we will use chemicals and ultrasonic to wash it to rebottle our kimchi for our regular customers.
Okay, and in terms of orders, if you could hazard a guess as to how many orders you get in a week or a day, how does that compare to when you started off?
When we first started off, it was at a period where kimchi was out of stock in all of Singapore. So we were very, very good. We were doing, I think, around 3,000 to 4,000 orders a month.
Wow.
But currently, we do around 1,000 if you're lucky. So it's been a very difficult time for us on the e-commerce side.
And these are bulk orders or individual orders?
Individual orders.
Oh, wow.
4,000 customers.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we know that this whole venture of Jin Kimchi started during COVID in 2020. So if we ask you to kind of look back at your whole journey the last 4 years, what's the most significant or number one lesson you think you've learned in building your business over the last 4 years?
I think the biggest lesson that I've learned is to take care of the people that help you. And the customers. So I think I could have been a bit nicer of a boss maybe 4 years back. But now that I'm a bit more mature, I'm more understanding. I'm more transparent. I'm more clear with my communication. So I think really being transparent and communicating my thoughts to my employees and stakeholders has been the biggest lesson that I've had.
Yeah. Well, we know that you have 11 outlets right now, but if you want to share where people could find Jin Kimchi.
Jin Kimchi is currently at Tampines, Bedok, Gimmo, Pasir Panjang, Fernvale, Sengkang, and Punggol.
Well, so all over, really.
Yeah, all over.
You know, it leads me to believe that having said you're a better communicator, a better leader now, whether you need to go back and complete your studies, you stopped your studies to build this business, and you do have plans apparently, correct me if I'm wrong, please, to pursue an MBA in the future. With your success, do you think a paper qualification is needed? How will it help you and your business if the answer to that question is yes?
So I believe that education or a career path is not just about money, and I believe it's about the people you meet, the impact you do for the people around you as well. And what I've learned for the past, I think, 6 months to a year lately is that a lot of structures in my company are not formed because of my leadership and the lack of knowledge that I have. So I do want to go to MBA, and I'm currently pursuing like government-led programs where they will teach young entrepreneurs how to do business with a bit more structure, with mentorships. So I'm currently re-educating myself and also sending my leadership team to courses as well.
And if you were to do that, do you have a plan in place for who's going to be running the business?
It'll still be you.
Or would you be running it remotely while doing the MBA?
I would probably like to work and still be involved, but not maybe not on day-to-day operations, but still overarching view, strategy, and then I'll have someone else to help me with the operations.
Yeah, well, Jeff, we wish you all the best. And this has been a great story, from selling homemade kimchi to expanding into a successful food chain with 9 outlets in just 1.5 years. So, Jack, it was great listening to your story, and thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I just I saw something online here that Eric Chow has been dubbed by the Taiwanese media as the king of the lovelorn people. So perhaps we should call you the kimchi king.
Sure.
All right. We were speaking with the Kimchi King, Jack Chu, founder and director of Jin Kimchi. Stay with us on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.